We are in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Zayin, Melachas of Asher Yatzar. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol hayom kishel setzrachav, every day when a person uses the bathroom, bein ketanim, bein gedolim, whether number one or number two, mivarech asher yatzar, a person today asher yatzar, meaning although in Siman Vav we discussed what to do in the first Asher Yatzar of the day. So now he's explaining in Zion what happens for the rest of the day, as long as we're on the topic of Asher Yatzar. What about the whole day's worth of Asher Yatzars? So he says any time that a person uses the bathroom in the morning, as uses the bathroom period, they have to say Asher Yatzar. Then he adds in, which after the extensive amount of time we spent on Netilas Yadayim should be clear to us. He says, V'lo al Netilat Yadayim, but you don't say al Netilat Yadayim. Even if a person immediately wants to learn or daven, who is he referring to and not agreeing with?
He's not agreeing with the Rush.
And he's referring to the Rush, yes. Yeah. I mean, the Rush said that a person should wash al netilas yadayim before every tefillah. So he's saying, even if you use the bathroom and your hands are definitively dirty, and according to the Rush, without question, you would need to wash your hands and say al netilas yadayim. Afal pichein, we don't paskin that you say al netilas yadayim unless you have both the Rush and the Rashba, which would only be before shacharis. Okay, but that's showing you, like, again, those principles that we learned are constantly at play in terms of washing one's hands. So let's take a look. Let's finish at the Ramah. Hayu yadav meluch lachot. If a person's hands are dirty, shashif shef bahem, meaning a person used their hand to clean themselves after using whatever bathroom they used. A person used their hands to clean themselves. Afilu hachi enu mevarech al netilat. Even so, again, there's no way that you're going to say al netilat yadayim except unless you have both the Rush and the Rashba, which is right before shachris in the morning.
But you should still wash your hands
for both halachic and hygienic reasons. Yes. Yeah. But,
no, I'm saying, but like hygienically, you're not doing.
He doesn't say eno no tell. He says eno mevarech. Eno mevarech. Don't you don't say the bracha on Tzitzit Daim. What?
Does hachi mean still?
Yeah, even so, afilu hachi is a phrase. Even so, even in this case, tov says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Aleph. Vafilu im nimshach zman gadol achar asiyat hatzrachim. Even if a person waited a long time before saying Asher Yatzar, he still has to say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. What happens if one didn't say Asher Yatzar immediately after using the bathroom? Vim lo berach Asher Yatzar, ad shirotze lahatil mayim shenis, until a person needs to use the bathroom a second time. So says the Primogadim Chiddush, which we don't paskin like. The Primogadim claims that, let's say I use the bathroom and I didn't say Asher Yatzar and I have to use the bathroom again. So if I use the bathroom again, I lose my Asher Yatzar. Says the Primogadim, so what do you do? Say Asher Yatzar, then use the bathroom, and say your second Asher Yatzar. But says the Mishnah Berurah Aval, and Aval is one of those key terms in the Mishnah Berurah, which means that he's paskening like the following opinion as opposed to the previous opinion. Aval, Bishari Tshuva, Hiski Mishem Kama Achronim, Dim Niskar La'achar Shehitchil Lo Ta'ava, Shuv Lo Yivarech Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham is also a way of indicating that's probably how he paskens. He says, what?
Which word?
Ayin Sham.
Oh.
Like, go check out there what the actual halacha is. So he says that according to the Shari Tshuva and many of the Achronim, that if a person remembers after he already has a desire to use the bathroom again, then one can no longer make the bracha. Meaning the ability to make the bracha lasts from when you use the bathroom until you next have to use the bathroom. How long is that? It totally depends on you. Right? Meaning there's no set time.
So the 72 minutes thing is not...
Does not apply to Asher Yatzar. Are you Sephardic or Ashkenazi? You're Sephardic or Ashkenazi?
Sephardic.
So let's give you a different time limit. Sephardim have a time limit, Ashkenazim don't. Wow. Ashkenazim pass like the Mishnah Berurah, but the Sephardim don't even get 72 minutes. According to the Ben Ish Chai, which is also in the Kaf HaChaim, you can only Asher Yatzar 30 minutes after using the bathroom, and that is assumably the normative Sephardic Psak. There are even smaller time frames given by Sephardic Poskim, but 30 minutes is assumed to be the normative Sephardic Psak.
Oh, so it's not 72?
Nope, you get 30. We get however long, you get 30. That's relevant to the following issue in Sif Katan Bet.
I feel like the Rabbi Yosef says 72.
If you can find it for me, awesome. But
I think it says that in the book.
But my understanding is that it's 3. If you can, if you find a psak that's longer, go for it. I'm happy to not take responsibility. Tov. If you take a look in the second line of the of Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Bet, after the period, the Tadir period, it says, Misha Shotet Sam HaMishalshel, one who drinks a medication to make them have diarrhea, to make them consistently use the bathroom.
A diuretic or laxative.
Also true. What I said was also correct, but yeah. I was translating the words, but that's what we would call it in medical terms. That the person's goal is to keep using the bathroom until they're done using the bathroom, meaning to get everything out of their system. There are those who say that you'd only say the bracha after you're done getting rid of everything from your system. And there are those who say that you say the bracha after each time. And he said, so, if a person has diarrhea, whether intentionally or unintentionally, meaning because you're sick or whether because you took a diuretic, then according to the Mishneh Berurah, you would say it Asher Yatzar after each time you use the bathroom, with the following exception. If a person has continuous diarrhea, that a person feels immediately like they need to use the bathroom again, asur levarach, it's asur to say the bracha, ashiyatzer kedelakaman v'chulei. Why would it be asur? Because what's he really just doing here? He's just employing what?
You need the
original principle, which is what he's basically saying without saying is, which people often get into this question if this does come up for them, is in a case of diarrhea or continuous need to use the bathroom, the same exact rules apply. Despite the fact that you know you're going to need to use the bathroom again in the near future, if you don't feel like you need to use the bathroom right now, you could say Asher Yatzar. If when you get up and leave the bathroom, you already know that you have to use the bathroom again, you already feel the need to use the bathroom again, even if you're going to wait, then you can't say Asher Yatzar until you no longer feel the need to go to the bathroom. That's the halachot by Shilshul. Yeah.
Wait, what is it when it says Mishachal Zabar Shchayav Rav?
I did intentionally. We're going to come back to it. I just wanted to because this was actually just an extension of the halakha that we just learned. We're doing it, yeah, topically, but we'll come back to that concept.
Question.
Yes.
Not saying the bracha when you have to go. That's only applying to Asher and Sar. It's not applying to in general. Can you say a bracha when you have to?
No, this is not getting into whether or not one is allowed to say a bracha and at one point when one needs to use the bathroom. We're not getting into that issue right now. This is simply about whether or not one is disqualified from the Asher Yatzar that they were already chayav on because they need to use the bathroom again. Two different issues, correct. It's good, yes. Then you separated them.
I have a question.
Yes.
It's going to be a little random. Would one need to say Asher Yatzar after vomiting?
No.
Why not?
It's only a bracha on using the bathroom, period. If one flatulates, one doesn't need to say Asher Yatzar either. I mean, there's only specific things that you say Asher Yatzar for, which is number one and number two. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about if someone goes in the shower or something?
They should wash themselves.
No, I'm saying you need to say Asher Yatzar after your shower if you pee in the shower.
Was that your question?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter where you use the bathroom. It matters that you did use the bathroom. Thank you for clarifying. I wouldn't have understood that question. That was,
I did.
Yeah, okay. Then yes, you would say Asher Yatzar after you, meaning obviously not in the shower, after you get out of the shower and you get dressed and you wash your hands because you've definitionally touched part of your body that are uncovered. And we talked about Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that even though you know definitionally they're clean, you touch those parts of your body while you were in the shower. It doesn't matter. It's a low plug. It's something which always applies. As soon as you touch the parts of your body, you have to wash your hands. So you finish the shower, wash your hands, then when you're dressed, you actually outside. Okay? Tov. Next. This also comes up. Shatol Mitzlachat by all of you, hopefully not now, but in future times when you are pregnant, that women, especially toward the end of their pregnancy, when they're just the space in their body is smaller because the child takes up so much space, the bladders tend to be smaller, or they have less room to expand, so they have need to use the bathroom more frequently, the same rules would apply. meaning if when a woman uses the bathroom, she leaves the bathroom but already feels the immediate need to use the bathroom again, so then she would be allowed to say yatzar. If not, then she should say asher yatzar, even though she knows she's going to need to use the bathroom in the near future. Okay? All practical applications of this same concept. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, which is the line that we skipped, Esther, correct, brings up a very interesting question, which is, I finished eating my meal, I get up, I start doing some stuff, and then I go to use the bathroom, I come out of the bathroom, and while I'm in the bathroom, I'm spacing out, and I think, I never said bracha achrona. I didn't say bracha achrona. Right? So now I come out of the bathroom, and it's a good, like, it's like a lomdish shaila. Like, what do you ask? What do you do? Which bracha takes precedence? Do I say bracha achrona first, or asher yatzar first? So you are passing like the Mishnah Berurah. He says that you say asher yatzar first because let's read it inside. Mishachal davar shachay bracha achrona v'shachach v'hitil mayim. They use the bathroom. V'nizkar kodem shabal avarach asher yatzar, and they remember that they need to say bracha achrona before they say asher yatzar. Is a mayim kodem? Which one comes first? V'yisiv the asher yatzar kodem the tadir. Asher yatzar first because of what Ricky said, which is tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. That which is more common or more frequent comes first, and therefore you would say asher yatzar first. Rav Neman Sol comments on two things.
What?
What?
If you eat, what if you eat a lot?
So Rav Neman Sol says, Ricky's Nemachavim to both the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Neman Sol. You could just have the whole discussion in your brain. So Rav Neman Sol says, since in our day and age we tend to eat so frequently, it's very possible that the tadirus of bracha achrona is in fact more tadir than asher yatzar, and claims that it's very possible that you would say bracha achrona before asher yatzar, because this reality that the Mishnah Berurah was describing is simply not applicable.
So what's he actually?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, assuming Rav Neman Sol is simply postulating. I have to double check on exactly what the lashon is. I have here in my book that it says it could be. Right. He could have said that Rav Neman Sol could have said efshar. In which case, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
You can make your own call. I mean, both are good brachas. Both are fairly frequent bismanazah. You could put up a survey monkey and you could come up with your own, you know, figure out how many. It has two questions on it. How many times a day do you use the bathroom? How many times a day do you eat?
No, not this too. Like, I don't know if this is
more food and then you
have
to eat
the bathroom. Yeah. But isn't the amount of times you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, isn't that practical?
That depends on the nature of the food that you're eating, but that's a conversation, you know, for me for another time, because I could talk about that for ages, but that depends on the nature of the food that you eat, whether it's food that's going to help you use the bathroom or food that's going to stop you up and make you sick. Yeah.
So let's say that you went to the bathroom before saying Birkat HaMazon. Since Birkat HaMazon...
Awesome! You love the Mitra Shah! So the only exception to the rule says Bracha Rose in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The only exception to the rule
is Birkat HaMazon.
Why is Birkat HaMazon an exception to the rule?
Because you don't wash as often.
Think halakhically. You of all people shows. Think halakhically.
What? Because it's more deraita.
Yes. Because if you tadir v'shino tadir tadir kodem gets trumped by the deoraita versus the derabanan. So since birkas hamazon, since benching is a bracha, the only bracha that's deoraita. The question about birkas haTorah is the only bracha that's deoraita. So says Rav Akiva Eger that birkas hamazon would take precedence, would come before the bracha of asher yatzar. If you remember to do both at the same time.
Remember to say asher yatzar when you're done benching.
Yeah, good luck with that. you mean we're already defined the individual as a spacey person because they remember that they had a bench in the bathroom, right? So like, good luck to that person. Yes. Maybe you have set an alarm on your phone while you're in the bathroom. Tie a piece of toilet paper on your finger or whatever, just to make sure that you remember to use asher yatzar.
I've done that before.
So you can't see
day right for school.
What?
You can't say asher yatzar before.
I mean, halachically speaking, halacha guides every aspect of our lives. Doraisa is more important than a derabanan. Not that derabanans aren't important. Doraisas take precedence over a derabanan. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you're chayiv in Birkat HaMazon, it takes precedence over asher yatzar. If you say asher yatzar, it's not like it wasn't yotzei. Technically speaking, if one is cognizant enough to know that they have a choice between the two and wants to know what the halacha demands of them, the halacha demands that you say Birkat HaMazon first.
Okay.
Maybe a little off topic, but what if, like, after...
Ricky.
Just want to ask her.
Good luck.
I just want to ask her after...
See you later.
You're missing good stuff.
I'm really sorry, I have class.
I'm sorry for you. I'll see you later.
Oh, I don't even record this.
This is going up on the internet, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So this conversation right now is going to be online?
Yes. That was so meta. Yeah, I'll think we're in the middle of a question, Esther.
After Sean Esther, like, before Aline, when people use the bathroom, should you just make sure it's her, then and there?
Say again?
After Sean Esther, when you go use the bathroom before Aline, should you say she has her then?
Not getting to diving either. We're talking about in a vacuum here. The only added monkey wrench that we threw in was Bracha Achrona. Uh-huh. By the way, some point out that that's also why, what is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah? Misha achal davar shechayav.
Oh, bracha.
Bracha achrona, not birkat hamazon. There are those who are medayik that from the very lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's only a bracha achrona like ala michya or berurah nefashos, right, and intentionally doesn't mention birkat hamazon because birkat hamazon would in fact take precedence over asher yatzar.
So, birkat hamazon shalosh is definitely derabanan? It's like there's no one who says
daraita? I will not say that confidently, but to my understanding, the only bracha daraita is birkat hamazon.
Okay, gotcha.
With the question mark next to birkat hamazon. Yeah.
But what if it's like a long Shabbos meal and then you go to the bathroom twice in the meal? Like,
no, you're not ready to say Birkas Hamazon.
But then you're missing out on an Asher Yatzar because...
No, you have to say Asher Yatzar.
But you have to wait till you say...
No, he doesn't say that. He says, this is assuming you're done with your meal. I'm sorry that was
clear. Okay.
You don't have to say a bracha achrona because you used the bathroom. Meaning,
okay. That's
why the case that I gave was you had something to eat, you finished, you did some stuff, and then you go to use the bathroom, and then you remember that you didn't say a
bracha. Okay, fine.
Tried to frame the case.
If you're in the middle of a meal, you can say Asher
Yatzar. Yeah. Okay. No. You said it's not mechayiv you in saying the bracha achrona, meaning that again is a question of itself. It's not mechayiv in saying bracha achrona.
Is it a bread meal?
No, you're having, like, crackers and toast.
Whatever.
No, like, let's say, like, Shabbat, whatever you're eating, and should you wait until the end? Like,
No, you go to the bathroom, you use the bathroom.
No, I'm saying Asher Yatzar.
And you say Asher Yatzar.
Oh.
Only if you have a choice, meaning you already finished your meal, but you forgot to bench. And while you're in the bathroom, you remember, oh my God, I also have to bench.
Oh.
Then, if you now are chayav in both, because you finished your meal, so you're chayav in benching, you already cleared the table, you've done some action to definitively and clearly end your meal that you're now chayav in the bracha, and you use the bathroom, so you're chayav in the bracha, which do you choose first? Well, the meal's still going, I'm not chayav in the bracha.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't come into play. I'm sorry that wasn't clear. Thank you for clarifying. Sima.
Not to be nitpicky, but...
Oh, what we're doing here, yeah.
Birkat Hamazon is only daraita in the first, or the first and second bracha.
Like, you're not going to shove in Asher Yatzar in the middle. No. Once you're already in...
It's a headshake or something.
It's not. Okay, and then we are ready to go right there. Okay.
Like a little insert in the bed. You're in the gray box.
Sif bets. Hitzel mayim velo shifshef. If a person used the bathroom but didn't wipe themselves, afal pishat sarech levarech asher yatzar in sarech litol yadav el mishum nikius o mishum hikon. Even though a person needs to say asher yatzar, they only need to wash their hands in terms of cleanliness. Meaning, this is issues of that we're not going to get into. That relates to things that we talked about in earlier simanim. Preparation for tefillah or for davening similarly. Yeah. So, meaning, yeah, you still have to wash one time on each hand, which is what we always assume up until now, and let's not backtrack and get confused. When you finish using the bathroom, you wash one time on each hand. Gimel. Hitil mayim v'hisich da'ato milahatil mayim. A person who uses the bathroom and then he forgets... and then he no longer has to use the bathroom. So remember, we saw who paskind how long you have to say Asher Yatzar.
30 minutes.
Who paskind? Who? Who? We saw it in the Mishnah Berurah, but we didn't see the Shulchan Aruch's Psak. Shulchan Aruch paskins later on. So what's the this is the Shulchan Aruch's Psak. We already know what we're doing because we already saw the answer earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. This is the Shulchan Aruch's Psak. Then nimlach v'ito mayim pa'am acheret. Then he uses the bathroom a second time. This is actually a different case. He's saying not that you need to use the bathroom again, but then you go and you actually use the bathroom a second time.
I don't get this.
In this case,
yeah,
you use the bathroom. You don't say Asher Yatzar. You then need to use the bathroom again. You then use the bathroom again.
Okay.
You've now used the bathroom twice.
Okay.
He says, "Sarik levarich bet pa'am im Asher Yatzar."
wow.
You see, two Asher Yatzars, one for the first time use the bathroom, one for the second time use the bathroom. The rationale that the Mishnah Berurah assumes is at play here is that it's in effect like Tashlumin. Just like if you miss an opportunity to say Shachris, you can say two Minchas. So if you miss an opportunity to say Asher Yatzar, you can say two Asher Yatzars.
But we don't do this.
Sid, we absolutely positively do not pass like this, including Sfardim. Right. Even though that's the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass in like that. We assume that that the comparison here to Tashlumim is incorrect. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav, Harbi, in after the Dalet in parentheses in Sif Katan Vav, Harbi Me'achronim Cholkim Al Pesach Zeh. There are many of the Achronim who argue with this. V'sorin D'shani Tefila. Tefila is different. Shuv Makom Korban. V'shayach Ba Tashlumin. Tashlumin is a din in Korbanos that applies to Tefila. It has nothing to do with Asher Yatzar. Masha Ein Kein B'Shaar B'Asher Yatzar. She Birkat Hodah. Asher Yatzar is a bracha of Hodah. It's a bracha of thankfulness to God. That has nothing to do with Tefila as Shmona Esrei, as in the paradigm of Korbanos. So you can't just randomly apply Tashlumin. I assume it's not random, it's the Shulchan Aruch saying this. But he says that you can't apply this concept of Tashlumin to Asher Yatzar. So he says, Yotzei b'hoda'ah achat al arbei pamim. Now what's here, what he says is very fascinating. He says, no, hafuch, not just, it's not that you lost the opportunity to say Asher Yatzar on the first time you use the bathroom. He's saying, here's something different. That your Yotzei with the Asher Yatzar you say after the second time you use the bathroom on both times that you use the bathroom. That's very different. He's saying that your Asher Yatzar falls on both of them. So now tell me, so then why am I bothering saying Asher Yatzar all day anyway? Meaning, if I miss an Asher Yatzar, big deal. So I'll just say an Asher Yatzar that's chal on both of my previous bathrooms. So he says, no, that's not the way the person should act. He says, L'chadchila, at the end of, this is the very end of Sif Katan Vav, at the end of this, of the Siman. U'lechadchila nachon li'zahar levarech taketh Asher Yatzar achar talas mayim. A person should take very much care to say Asher Yatzar after they use the bathroom. The Shema Yitzarech od achar kach la'atzul mayim, lest the person then need to use the bathroom a second time, parentheses here is meaning, and you'd miss out on an opportunity to say a bracha. Meaning the goal is to say Asher Yatzar. The goal is not only to say Asher Yatzar, but to recognize, as we'll talk about retroactively tomorrow, or 2 days from now, like we'll go back to Siman Vav, Asher Yatzar, which is a bracha, which is thanking God for giving us a functioning body, a person needs to show thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person should, immediately, when they leave the bathroom, hopefully, first of all, halachically, they should say Asher Yatzar immediately. And ashkafically, the whole point of Asher Yatzar is to recognize and be thankful that God gives us a functioning body. And to not say Asher Yatzar is kafwe tov. It's not recognizing the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So a person should absolutely positively say Asher Yatzar immediately upon leaving the bathroom. Now, if in a case b'di'eved a person didn't say it, and they need to use the bathroom again, then they can't say it anymore. And if they use the bathroom again afterward a second time, yes, the second Asher Yatzar covers both Asher Yatzars. B'di'eved, but the goal is to say Asher Yatzar. That's the whole, I mean, the bracha is so beautiful that Siman Vav goes through every single word, word by word, because it's such a powerful tefillah. Yeah, Esther.
So you know you're supposed to say Asher Yatzar, right? You say Al-Kadish Shabbat, so
We're going to get into that on Wednesday. We'll get into Elokai Neshama on Wednesday.
So can you rely on this if you go to the bathroom twice before you daven? Because you don't want to say, like, yeah. If you, maybe I'm still confused, like, that on the side nine, but if you, like, wake up in the morning, go to the bathroom, you're supposed to wait until you start davening, so you can say Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, right? Okay, but what if you go to the bathroom?
If you, and you know that you might, you need to use the bathroom again a second time later on.
Yeah.
Or even that you might.
Yeah.
So that's our last Siman, Siman Dalet. We'll link that back into the answer to your question. Sif Dalet, to finish off the Siman. Ein Shira Lahashtin Mayim, there is no minimal amount to you that one uses the bathroom to be mechayev and Asher Yatzar. Ki afilu letipa achas chayev levarech. Even on one drop, a person has to say Asher Yatzar. She misatem anekev milahotzi atipa ahi haya kashelo. That if a person was withheld from even letting go of that one small droplet, it would be very difficult for that person. V'chayev lehodet, and a person needs to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, that means that there is no minimum shir to say Asher Yatzar on. right? Also, you'd have halachic toilets with measurements, right? There's no minimal amount that a person needs in order to say Asher Yatzar, even on a tipa person can say Asher Yatzar. What does that mean practically, also as a response to your question? So, and also, if one stays up all night, or if one isn't sure about washing one's hands, and all these types of questions that come up. So we said that automatically, if you ever have a question about Netilas Yadayim, be mechayiv yourself in the bracha. How do you mechayiv yourself in the bracha? So you go and use the bathroom right before you need to daven. I don't need to use the bathroom. Usually, even if a person doesn't need to use the bathroom, if you go and you try to use the bathroom, you at least get out of tipa achas, then you're chayiv in Asher Yatzar. So that takes care of, like, if you're up all night and you need to say Asher Yatzar in the morning. And also, that'll put you in a situation where you have to say the bracha on the daven for sure before you daven. So if you know there's going to be an extended break between when you wake up and when you're actually going to daven shacharis, then you should, then I would recommend that you, right, after you finish getting dressed, wash your hands and don't say on the Tilat Yadayim, say Asher Yatzar, and then whenever it is that you come that you're going to need to go to daven, so go and make sure, try to use the bathroom and try to make sure something comes out. And if not, either way, then you've already touched a part of your body that requires you to prefer Netilat Yadayim anyway. But try to use the bathroom, then you're good to say Asher Yatzar and wash your hands, and you're good to go. Okay?
Okay.
Adkan on Hilchos Asher Yatzar. And like I said, we'll go back. Next time we'll retroactively do Siman Vav.